Does that hymn resonate with you? All praise to him who reigns above. There's something within that responds to that. Is it so with you? There are certain hymns that they touch our souls. And I was thinking last night about song. I think we as Christians are the only ones that really have a song. God has put a song within us, even praise unto our God. And we do well to sing that song. And then there are others. How precious are the hymns that we have in our hymn book. The thought came to me, if there was one song, what would it be that I would like to sing? You know, there are songs that bring conviction. They help us to understand our condition, our sinful condition, and awaken us to our need of the Lord Jesus. Like we sang, nearer, nearer, still close to thy heart. When I came up on the grounds last time, I met a woman from Singapore. And the first one I met a young lady from China, and I wondered, how do these people find Pilgrim Camp? Here's a young lady that lives in the heart of China and has found Pilgrim Camp. And I believe God desires that to be so. And so the next person I met was from Singapore. And so I wondered how it is that here we have a lady from Singapore. But now I'm missing my point, because she only knew one song. That's all she knew. And then I wondered about all of us. What would that song be if you only knew one song and you know that song ministered to your heart? I suppose after I sit down, I'll remember what song she sang. But oh, how good it is to be able to sing. What is it, the 47th Psalm, where we're admonished to sing? I don't know how many times, maybe 5, 7 times. Our God has gone up with a shout. Sing his praise. His name is to be exalted. And we can do that well by singing. I used to, my grandchildren, when they were infants, I would sing to them, sing when the day is bright, sing in the darkest night, every day, all the way, I will sing. You don't have to teach them that, my son-in-law said. They know that already, to sing in the darkest night. But I wonder how well I do when things aren't going just the way I would prefer them to go. But I could sing. He puts a song in my heart. He did that for me some years back when I lost my first son. Sad, sad thing happened. And I lost my son. But God put a song in my heart that sustained me, that carried me through. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Fill it on his loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self-resign, while he whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine. Oh, thank you, Lord, for a song in the night. And so let us sing. Let us sing. Let your heart sing. I think we're of that order of the singing heart. Does your heart sing? Well, then sing. Praise the Lord. Praises unto His name. Those praises will never fail. Never. And we can join in with those who are there already. I wonder what my wife is doing. What do you think?
She's singing.
Singing.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, I want to do better. Now, I'm trying to think of that lady's song. At the end of the meeting, I'll have it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
When the day is bright, sing in the darkest night every day. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you put this song in our hearts, even praise to our God. Oh, Jesus, you must work in our hearts, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. I wanted to thank Brother Paul this morning for putting together this songbook that we have for camp. And this past year, he was able to add songs to the book. And so the second edition is better than the first. And with the third edition will be even better. I have some songs already, Brother Paul. But one of the songs that is included now is one that was one of my mom's favorite songs, and it's number 103. And it goes along with what Dad said. Until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day he calls me home. Let's stand as we sing. 103.
Troubled world is not my final home. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, put a song in our hearts. Oh, Jesus, put a song in our hearts as we go. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
This morning, I just wanted us to take a few moments to consider our motto, our camp motto. It was referred to already, I believe, last night. Our sister Marie reminded us about this call to holiness, holiness unto the Lord. And again, as far as I can remember, I don't know when it began, but we've sung that song, Holiness Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. And this morning you heard the trumpet sound and it played Reveille, right? No, it played Holiness Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. And maybe we could just sing that. It's 44 in the White Book. When I was on staff as a younger person, we had to memorize that song. And it has five verses, but we'll sing the four-verse version this morning. Number 44 in the White Book.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood. Is our watchword and song. Holiness unto Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.